Since we're recording, let's do a call, a roll call, please.
Mayor Sean Byron?
Present.
Mr. Vanderwood?
Here.
Mr. Messmore?
He's absent. Okay. Fire Chief Gary Moore, you are up, sir.
Okay. I know this is maybe cart before the horse, but we had talked last meeting and tabled some things and seeing how the happenings of the last week or so, or the last 10 days. I'd like to get the go-ahead, if I could, or the endorsement of the Board of Works to go ahead and approach the council about making this purchase. We did have them scheduled to come in on Friday that the accident happened on Wednesday. This is Penny Care, Tony Crum. Tony Crum sold us the ambulances and handled the remounts on the two that we have over here. They are, like I said, on the, in the proposal here, 2008 chassis, remounted once. They can be remounted again. I did talk to the adjuster that was here last Tuesday and the insurance agent handling the case. He's not done, he's done it for 31 years, but he's done no ambulances. He is leaning toward a remount, which is concerning to me because these ambulances with these small boxes were never intended for advanced life support. So, I don't know, Meeks, how much you want me to talk about the accident?
I don't even know if you really talk about it.
Okay. But,
police reports out.
Gary Kahn, was looking at it and didn't even write an estimate for me because he said if the adjuster's been here, let him do his work. He said the chassis, you know, you can see the frame in the front. It's mangled. The motor and the bumper are pushed back about 18 inches to 2 foot. So,
Gary did a couple ambulances too.
Yes, and he would recommend General GMC in Richmond.
Okay.
And this last one they did for Randolph County was, you know, that was a 2015 ambulance, and it was $170,000 ambulance, and I think some of the people down at General GMC are losing sleep still over that one, and they've had it completed for a month or so. So, this is a demo unit, and the purchase agreement's right there for $132,200. That does include some graphics and some monitor, the monitor bracket. We didn't find out till this morning when I was in Indianapolis, we lost one of our reporting computers. I had ordered another one of those today in the accident. We hadn't used the backup ambulance for reporting yet. But there are, there are some lease options which are attractive. We have money in there that we could make the purchase outright, but the 5 year pay now or pay defer the first one till 2017. The amounts are pretty attractive, pretty reasonable for payments. I do not want to deplete the non-reverting fund. You know, we've talked about different plans we've had for that. That wouldn't be my intention. But like I said, even if they if the insurance pays off on the other ambulance, we can apply it to this purchase. Or if we get it back, we can move forward with Randolph County and possibly Union City with a unit where we can make the transports out of the hospital in a combined effort, hired through Winchester, of course, but so I just like I said, that the insurance agent assured me and the adjuster assured me that they would get on some things yet this week and have some better answers for me, because I told him I don't even know where we would take it to get it remounted, because General GMC will not tackle another one, so we're probably looking up in Van Wert, up to Braun, and we've got some equipment. The cot that was in it, Stryker,
has a strong safety program. They're in the process of preparing me a letter that says that cot shall be destroyed, not used again, if it was in that severe of an accident. And that's the cots. I don't know if I put the proposal in there or not. They're going to give us, Stryker's going to give us a discount on the cot of about half of it. Even the manual cots that we use and lift are $13,000. And I have got some bids to take before the county for an automatic cot, because most people that we lift are larger people, and these power cots are amazing, and even though $20,000, they've, or $30,000 total.
Whenever they came and brought it's a demo power lift cot to where we don't have to lift at all. I put Dwayne Wiggins, bigger guy, in the ambulance with a finger. Huh. One finger on the button.
You don't lift it up this way off the ground, you push a button, you don't lift anything loading it in the ambulance.
It comes out of the ambulance, two arms go underneath the cot, it picks the cot up, and then you just push it in.
Some comp claims. Yeah.
Exactly. We're an aging staff, and you know, one injury would pay for a couple of power cots, so. Mm-hmm.
So you're not talking third ambulance?
Not at this point.
Okay, I know we discussed
Right. You know, and like I said, maybe it's jumping the gun. I don't know. I don't want to keep Randolph County. Randolph County's leased, loaned us an ambulance.
Right.
Well, I think we were prepared to talk about a third ambulance tonight, except for the wreck happened.
Right.
So now we need to replace that ambulance.
And then if we get the other one.
And this demo could be basically delivered next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it can. Okay. And see, the problem is, and this is going to be my question for the adjuster. I understand the 2015. I understand they had $180,000. I'm reaching for figures, but new ones are in that area, $150,000 to $180,000. This demo obviously is a reasonable amount for a 2016 Ford. But my problem with them is Tony Crum with Pencare, and I haven't talked to anybody else. It's under the $150,000, so I haven't got bids, but if I was going to trade our good one in over here, mm-hmm. maybe $8,000 to $10,000. So, you know, being a 2008 chassis and a 98 box, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if we have replacement insurance. I don't know. That's right. Information I've yet to figure out. But
so, to lease or to purchase?
I like the lease program. I mean, in 5 years it'll be paid off.
It'll still be a good ambulance in 5 years.
Yeah, it'll be a good ambulance in 5 years. It's got all
that's the. That's when we buy a police car. Yeah,
and it doesn't deplete that account, which that account is very important for many different reasons.
Yes, it's and right there, the account as of the end of July has $303,000. We are still doing well with the revenues. Like I said, I just don't want to spend all of it out of the account in this way. And I really want to keep the expenses in the account down. We are paying for an employee I put it on there, $62,000, and some change. But if we do this, we're still around the $90,000, and we have supplies. We have some on-call pay. We are moving some... the clerk's office and Sonny and I are moving some payroll over there right now because we are over on our expenses right now, our budget expense percentages, and we're going to start getting a little better control of that. But we've paid out a lot of payroll, and that's been the change. So. If you have any questions, I'd be glad. We do have a PowerPoint presentation. If we get on the council agenda, I know it's pretty full tonight. But
you are on it.
Okay.
You're at the very end, so it might be 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
$1,000. We'll get to that.
Better not be.
You already had your McDonald's. I'm gonna go home when this is over.
I haven't contacted anybody local. The lease purchase is 3%. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know that anybody around here in the banking industry has.
What about the Indiana Bond Bank?
I don't know. Like I said.
We get like 1.5%.
Okay.
I mean, I'd give it Vicki.
Okay. I sure will.
Vicki will take care of part for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's real familiar with how that works.
Okay.
Because this is the year I buy police cars, and so I'm getting ready to do it as well.
I kind of agree.
Indiana Bond Bank?
I think it's a great idea, and it would save a lot of money. However, I'm concerned with time. I don't want to put Randolph County in a pinch by keeping their ambulance.
The Indiana Bond Bank is not the same as
the SRA.
Okay. No. The Bond Bank just gives us an interest rate, and then they contract it out with somebody else. It only takes a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right.
Well, split the percent, even the 3, I thought was good. If we can split it in half, by all means. These were just, I asked him if he could provide these on short notice, and he was able to for me. So, like I said, it's all whether they total that and we can apply this. I mean, that's, I'll have to get with Meeks, and I don't know how hard we can push back on. And the insurance adjuster himself told me that there is a crease he noted in his examination of the ambulance in the box right above the passenger side seat. So,
I mean, you can afford this anyway with your revenue coming in,
and still
money
have
from the ambulance. I mean, it could just go right back into their account,
right, and still have 120 to 150 that's not accounted for any expenses. So,
yeah, I think the lease does look fairly attractive. So we need a motion to
to
council.
I would like the Board of Works to recommend to the council.
That's my recommendation. We go with the lease on this.
The lease as presented here?
Yes. Well, and go to the Indiana Bond Bank as far as the financing.
Okay. Motion to recommend to council if I'll take that as a motion.
Yes.
Recommend to council that we purchase the ambulance as presented through the Indiana Bond Bank on lease. So I'll second it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Chief.
And Meeks, if you got a few minutes between meetings, I would like to.
Because
of the PowerPoint has some safety stuff in it that might not want to be.
Okay.
I ain't gonna sit in my lap.
Would
you
love it?
No.
any news on any more discussions with SBR?
I'm
asking because I have concerns. My side on
right.
On
well,
council.
Let me say it this way. The top decision maker hasn't made a decision yet. It's political.
Yeah.
And they have a fine line too. That they walk, and so my recommendation, what I could say to you as a county counselor, is that we would be interested. I think maybe after we get through all the ambulance,
mm-hmm.
So we're talking, you know, maybe I'm just going on a limb here. We haven't discussed this,
right?
But we would be interested maybe in starting something first a year, but I don't know if we can get it going.
I don't think so. I think this is all about getting another ambulance in here as a second one. Or the first one in this case, out right now for ALS and getting our service secured and then going forward from there. I mean, we missed one meeting with Mike, but we are still talking about, you know, I've had plans in my head for years that there is enough there for everybody and we can, the transport out of SBR has been a problem for SBR, and I think we've stepped in and helped them out, and I really think the county EMS service, I don't mind saying this, they've changed some of their operating procedures just in the last couple of weeks.
Good.
And I think they are a kinder, gentler service for the hospital. So that's all unknown. Yeah, that's all unknown in the future, and we are still working with them and Union City. So
right. You know, our original intent was provide a service and bring the best medical to the people of Winchester and Randolph County, and you know, we're not. We said a few months ago that we were satisfied with doing what we're doing presently.
Right.
That we don't need to push anything.
Yeah.
We're open.
If they come back, you were actually asked.
If they come to us. Right. And they didn't come. I went to them very, very subtly and said, is there anything working with this contract that we had an idea? And they said, let's just wait.
Yeah. Because as a way to put your mind at ease on the other, if you put the other hat on, mm-hmm. They are, in the past couple of weeks, are doing better.
Yeah, I'm also going to have to look at the revenues.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Did you take in July?
28? Yeah, because I didn't get with Vicki. There's always, the numbers are discrepant.
Okay.
21.9 showed on my report I get from the billing company. And then it's usually higher when I get with Vicki. And so it's around what the first month was. The second month was up toward 30, 32.
Okay.
So it's consistently been
okay.
Low 20s. So I don't see that changing with what we're doing.
So.
Yeah, I mean, and we've got, if we set aside 90 for the one person payroll
right.
and some of the other, you know, 120 even for the
and
everything.
And you could swing another ambulance if you.
Yeah. We could still put 120, 130 in back
and
in the recurring
carry a balance and
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll watch it very closely.
Chief Tucker, do you have anything?
No. Thank you.
I will go into item 3, discussion of council's resolution 2016-9, bond ordinance 2016-17. I think Doug and I discussed this morning, I think it was, or was it last week?
This morning.
Mm-hmm. Whether the resolution should have been on Board of Works, but I don't think it was, I think we have it right.
Yeah,
I think we just ended up with you, Bob, and Tim and the Board of Works. That's what this is. So I'm going to turn it over to Doug to kind of discuss a little bit, just to update you, or remind me. What is it?
Well, we've had, if you recall, back in March and April, we were preparing some reports, and we came to you with some financing options for the sewer project. It was about a $2 million sewer project needed to be done with a generator and some other things. And at that time, the board chose to go with go down the SREP route
right.
due to the savings. You know, as I spoke about, there's a project priority list with SREP, and this year is actually a very competitive year. There's more projects than they have funds available to fund. But even though Winchester fell outside of the fundable range, they are making a special exception to fund the program, fund the project. Go ahead.
Can you discuss, why is that?
Why?
Yeah.
Your silent face.
Because Tom and I work them over. They have discretionary funds, I think, and I think a big part of it was readiness to go. You guys are ready to go.
Okay.
You can, and that's one of the things they wanted me to get across to you. The city is, they're making a special exception. They don't want you to wait all the way till December or January to close. At that point, the money may not be available. So the engineers are moving as quickly as possible, and that's the reason why the ordinances are on the agendas for this evening for the council. So, so as we spoke about before, the numbers haven't really changed. There's still two main options under the SRF is whether you want to have a payment loop taxes transferred to the city each year or whether you don't. The rate ordinance that's before you or before the council this evening assumes that you do, but that is that choice can be made to adjust that if you don't want to do that. In addition, there's no phase-in in the ordinance, but that phase-in, we can adjust the ordinance upon adoption to phase that in, as long as you don't go higher than the rate that's in there.
So spread it out over a few years?
A couple of years.
Yeah.
You could phase it in 2 years. $4.75 is the increase. So you could, you know, split that in half if you wanted to, or...
How much? $4.50?
$4.75.
We suggest 3 years because in January 2017, we already have a rate increase for trash of 50 cents. So that would make the total increase for 2017 $2. If you did $1.50, $1.75 in 3 years.
I'm thinking me and Tim were both on the same page when we were talking about earlier. A 3 year.
Yeah.
And again, that's a council decision, but I guess that's our recommendation.
It's all your recommendation generally.
Okay.
But since we already have the trash rate increase at 50 cents, it would make it a little high.
So it's like taking off a Band-Aid really slow.
Yeah.
Instead of just do it all at once.
So I'll hear about it for the next 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Parker City with me. No, they complain no matter what.
Go to Union City.
They'll complain if your people...
But they'll be done complaining about it after 6 months.
Yeah.
You raise it $60, they're going to complain about it for 6 months, then they'll be done complaining about it after 6 months. This way they're going to complain about it.
We're not near what other communities are. I mean, what they ended up coming up with in the numbers. I don't like it, but I know it's a necessity. And I ran into Chris the other day and that... generator radiator sprung a leak and we're going to have to spend some money on it even though we're going to end up throwing it in a scrap pile. But what do you do?
Well, I made the mistake of texting Chris this morning after I woke up and it was still raining. I said, how's everything going? He texted back, good. I get to the office and he informs me that a shaft broke in a pump. So it's okay, they're using the secondary pump, but it's always something out there. There's so many moving parts.
I think they have kept up with yeah. things over the years, but it's an upgrade that needs to happen. Yeah. And I kind of look out about I work at mall, I kind of look out the back door all the time and kind of watch what's going on back there. I'm thinking, well, pretty soon we'll see some construction and drying beds being done. But yeah, it's a necessary. We got to do it.
Seems like we've been talking about it for a long time.
Yes, since the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So. And it has been since 2007 was the last phase, the last time rates were increased, so you're going on 10 years, so, you know, it's not like...
If you do it all at once, it's a 14% increase.
Right.
Yeah, I think 3 years is a good idea.
And then that way, if you need to adjust the trash rates, it won't be...
So is that your recommendation?
Yes.
Recommendation to council, then, as motion form. Or in a motion form to increase the rate $4.75 split over 3 years. They're gonna have to do that.
I don't even know. I mean, it's all council decision.
Yeah, I'll take that to the council. Yeah. So what would that be?
I think my recommendation to the council. I mean, yeah, I don't think you guys need it.
$1.25, $1.25, $1.25.
$1.50. Don't be like in the city, Parker City. You should have seen that Parker City. They had a room this size, and they probably had standing room only.
Security?
Oh, they had. They called ducks again. Yeah, ducks.
If it got out of hand, you're in trouble.
Not me.
Not you. The dog does.
So be careful on mine with Xander.
Okay. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
So the rate ordinance is a big piece. Then the other thing is the bond ordinance. And what the bond ordinance does is it just allows you to issue the debt down the road, creates that allowance.
Yeah, it does.
And then there is an objection period that after it's adopted that has to pass before you can...
Public hearing?
There's a public hearing on the water rate, on the sewer rates. But the bond ordinance... I'm speaking legal.
You can
jump in if you want.
You're right.
Once the bond ordinance is adopted, you have to advertise the adoption of it, but there is no public hearing. And then there has to be an 20-day expiration of that. So, But it doesn't lock you into anything. It just sets the maximum parameters, maximum interest rates, maximum par amount, all that, how the bonds will be sold.
You can go up.
Right. So we set that higher than what we anticipated to be. But since we don't have bids yet, we want to have some allowance for it. Bids do come in high.
Right. Do you know when the public hearing is for
the rate? In the timeline, it was September 19th.
Yeah, but
the next
we're...
Okay.
So that could be changed.
They'll probably pass that tonight. Well, they'll want to decide what they're going to do. And then they'll want to say if they want to
respond to that. August 30th, delivery of public hearing, the rate ordinance. The news is that. September 19th, meeting of Common Council to pass bond ordinance and rate ordinance. We're looking to get there eventually.
But sticking to SRF, they can't guarantee you because the rates change at the end of the quarter, but they're pretty much guaranteeing that 2%, which is a great rate for 20 years fixed. I mean, you just can't beat that. So. I know the leases were 1 point whatever, but that's a shorter time period than 20 years.
That's why they're short. So, yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer. They know they're guaranteed money. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Some questions, I think, passing those rates. If they do phase it in, that's fine. But you may just have to defer some of your capital improvements or use some cash. But I think that should work financially.
Okay.
Well then, I'm going to pay the bills.
I've already reviewed.
I'll second it. Motion and second to approve the claims. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, same sign.
Okay, I got something.
Okay.
I want to ask you guys to approve not putting penalties on the bills in June because the post office lost their bills and they were only had 5 days to pay them. So if you guys could approve us not putting penalties on the bills for the month of June, that would be great.
So moved.
Second. Motioned and seconded to not incur penalties on the month of July's bills, sewer bills.
Yeah.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And then we have minutes to approve of the 18th, of July 18th and August 5th. If you guys want to approve this.
Hmm. I didn't put that on my...
No.
Okay.
Did she send the minutes to me?
Yeah.
So we're approving from July and June?
July 18th and August 5th.
Okay.
The special meeting you had August 5th. It lasted like 5 minutes.
Oh, in the morning?
Yeah.
Motion to approve July 18th minutes.
I'll second. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion passes.
Motion to approve minutes of 8-5.
I'll second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes as well.
That's it.
Okay. Now we're ready for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Wait, second.
What if we could just leave?
We're adjourned.
No, for
so much respect.